Welcome to the Thrive with Holistic Healing Co. podcast. I am your host, Namita Mahanama. Here, I bring you the synergistic utilization of Western and Eastern modalities to help you thrive in your wellness, to thrive in your mental health, to thrive in life, so that you can feel and be your best self in body, mind, and soul. Thank you for joining me. So, let's jump in together and thrive. So, hello and welcome to Thrive with Holistic Healing Co. podcast. Thank you so incredibly much for being here today. So today's episode is not one that I would normally go over, and it's because really I'm not one to bring up controversial topics or to bring up anything to do with religion or politics. This isn't something that I have been brought up doing. I'm usually a very impartial, proper person, and I don't like to bring up anything that could be misconstrued in a controversial way. So this is the topic of having faith to get you through periods of darkness or periods of hardship and difficulty. Now, this episode actually isn't about religion as such. I'm not talking about a specific medium or modality or religion or anything. This isn't about me converting anyone, or it's not me trying to convince you of anything or anything like that. So that's certainly not the purpose of this episode. But it is, however, speaking into this concept of when you're in the trenches and when you're in the midst of feeling absolute pain and suffering, and it feels absolutely all-consuming, and it feels like there's no way out, and the thoughts actually can feel incredibly real. What I feel can help in this situation or circumstance is a term that I'll use, which is spirituality. So here, you know, fill in the blank. You can use whatever term you want to use. You can use whatever term it is. But today I'm going to use the word faith in spirituality. And it's this believing in something that's greater or bigger than oneself. It's greater than you. And so for me, it is this act of surrendering into something that's bigger than myself. And it enables me to harness strength and power, and I use it as an outlet or almost an anchoring point. And it helps me recognize, or it can help us recognize, that thoughts are just thoughts. And if we're able to harness and foster and garner this faith into whatever it is for you, or whatever that means to me, it helps us get through this time, because our intention and our focus changes from whatever our thoughts are into something bigger than us, if that makes sense. I know it's a little bit of a convoluted way of thinking of things. But for me, in that instance where I was in the trenches and I honestly felt like there was no way out of the way that I was feeling, I remember absolutely surrendering to whoever or whatever it was to help me. I literally begged, I pleaded, I got down on my hands and knees, and I just surrendered because I had nowhere else to look. I had nowhere else to go. I felt so incredibly vulnerable, or I felt very much at a loss, and just that feeling of please help me, that is the space that almost enabled me to, yes, think of something bigger than myself, but it almost abdicated myself of that pressure of what the situation was. It was like I was putting that pressure or that burden that was on me, I was setting it aside. I was letting someone else or something else take care of it. It was this, please, whatever you are, help me. I need help. In the same way, asking a physical, real person for help. It was that same, you know, when you actually can sometimes be honest and open and really raw about something that's upsetting you or something that's come up that you're not happy with, it does feel so much lighter and it does almost lessen this burden. And in the very same way, that's how it felt for me in that time, because I was able to really surrender and just say, look, I have just laid it all on the table here. And so it lightened that burden and it encouraged me to keep on going, really for the hope of a brighter day. And, you know, I always had my beautiful boys in my mind and my heart, and I held on for them. And I always held on for them because they, I felt, were bigger than me too. It wasn't just me. It was something outside of myself that was worth fighting for. And so I put my faith into them as well. And so it could be surrendering to the power of nature, to all that exists in the world. It doesn't have to be someone or something. It's just whatever it is that feels right for you. And that's when I say fill in the blank, because, you know, whatever that means to you. And, you know, I really just feel that anchoring yourself into being in this mindful attention, with this beautiful intention, with this absolute space of being grounded and believing in something that's bigger than us, I really feel is part of the whole process as well. Now, according to NAMI, which is actually a little bit funny because Chandi and all my friends, they call me NAMI, but NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And on their website, it does go on to say, so I'm actually going to essentially quote what they're saying. But they're saying on their website that spirituality, quote, can help figure out the greater answer of how they fit into the rest of the world. They also go on to say that it can incorporate healthy practices for the mind and body, which positively influences mental health and emotional well-being. And so these are individuality, mindfulness, unity with surroundings. And so in each of those categories, it goes on into explaining how spirituality can help in each of those aspects. So I'll certainly link that article in the show notes. But for me, it definitely was a huge anchor, and it definitely brought me respite, and it definitely helped in bringing me away from how I was feeling. It enabled me to literally lay all my stuff out there. There was nowhere hiding, you know. I absolutely just, and it's almost like in movies where you watch people just, you know, in their bathroom floor, just, please help me, you know. It's in that moment of feeling powerless that it enables you to almost step back and really gain power somehow. I don't know how exactly it works, but just that moment of feeling powerless ended up giving me power, because it gave me the courage and the conviction to keep fighting another day or another week or another month, because I believed that there was something bigger than me. Sorry to interrupt your Thrive podcast. I just wanted to hop on quickly and talk about the blogs that are available on the holistichealingco.com website. I have written a number of blogs that are in the categories of postnatal depression, Ayurveda, Ayurvedic yoga, infant massage, pharmacist, and also a compilation of other blogs that I have been featured in. My hope is that they become further resources of information, inspiration, and wisdom for you, that you can pick and choose what you and your family need to help thrive. My passion is perinatal mental health, but my information extends to pre-pregnancy, post-birth, and throughout your parenting journey, from an Eastern and Western paradigm, to encourage you to thrive. They are updated regularly, so visit regularly so you don't miss out. And remember, please share this platform with your friends or family members who you feel would benefit from the information. Now, back to the podcast. So another point in terms of faith and harnessing this power of faith is, for me personally, the use of certain music. Now, I particularly find there's certain tracks and there's certain artists and there's certain music that when I listen to, I actually really gain an emotive side of me that really connects this aspect of faith. So there are, you know, a few particular artists in mind that I'll link in the show notes. And again, these are artists that I resonate with. So they don't necessarily need to resonate with you. And it's not a particular religion or that religious side of things that I'm drawn to. It's that power. I mean, it is that Shakti, that faith, that inner, you know, that inner almost goddess feeling that I feel inside when I listen to it that gives me that power and strength. So the one particular artist is Natam Kaur. So she has the most amazing music. Honestly, I listen to her. I listened to throughout my pregnancy with Kayan and during my labor with him. And so even now there's some beautiful songs where even Kayan remembers. He will sing along even though, you know, he really at the time wouldn't or shouldn't have known the actual lyrics, but he knew and he would sing along and I can feel like he resonates with the music. But her particular voice, her particular music, she uses the use of mantra. She actually very much is into Kundalini yoga, which whilst I don't practice Kundalini yoga, but I completely appreciate just that power and that internal connection that I get when I listen to her. And so for me, that kind of resounds with faith. Now, her religious background is not one that I follow. So for me, it's that connection aspect and that feeling aspect. It's not, for me, faith isn't necessarily a religious path or, you know, a specific religion. It just really is that idea and that notion of connection and that internal feeling that I get. So with her and her beautiful music, my word, I connect with it so incredibly much. So I'll link her in the show notes if that's something that you want to listen to and see whether it has the same connection for you or within you. But that power of music to do that is just incredible. And there's another one who I was listening to his track just really actually just last week again after a really, really long time. And I was driving and I actually got really teary and I got really, really emotional and I felt it in my blood. I felt it in my soul. I felt the power and this connection and it kind of just reconnected me to this beautiful feeling aspect again. And so it's Krishna Das and the particular song was Ma Durga. Now, you know, it is one that's speaking about a particular goddess who imbibes and embraces this mother, you know, maternal, strong matriarch figure. And so I feel like I was connecting to the energy and the essence of the song and the music and what this particular symbol represents. And so that was something just, it brought me back to this primal, motherly, strong, amazing feeling that I got. And so what I would say to you, yes, whilst I'll link, you know, these particular artists in the show notes, is for you to draw upon in this time of darkness and need, draw upon particular artists that you resonate with, that your heart connects with, because that connection, that feeling that music brings, and it does, music has that capacity to really, you know, allow you to feel in a beautiful way that science and that logical mind can't really do. And so that's another aspect of faith. And that kind of was something that I wanted to just add on as a last final point, because it is something that you can really connect with. And for me, I kind of do connect, you know, singing and mantras and certain, you know, we call them bhajans in Hindi, where, you know, the actual words, when you're doing it, you get that internal feeling. It gives you that internal strength and that power. So do that. Sing in the shower. Pretend like no one's listening. You know, even if it's opera singing, you could pretend. I often pretend I am an opera singer in the shower. My annoying husband actually has it on recording a few times of me, you know, belting out my opera tunes. But I mean, I'm not a musician, but I'm sure there's a science behind what it evokes within us. And so that would be another thing in this topic of faith, is to go back to any tools, any artists, any music that you're so drawn and connected to, because it will allow you to spark that interest and spark that connection, that joy and that feeling part of life again. And when you're in the thick of the darkness and the trenches, connecting to that type of feeling, I believe, is going to be very therapeutic and very medicinal for the soul. And it's going to, you know, connect you to something bigger than what you're feeling right now. And if we can do that more and more, if we can connect with what makes us feel good, we're going to imbibe and encourage and hopefully allow more joy to spark through, you know. And for me, that contrast between illness and wellness was very much this, I describe it as leaving the planet, this switching off, being disconnected, being somewhere else. And coming back was this connecting, reconnecting, being switched on, being, you know, I call it or describe it as I was sparked back to life. And that's what it is. It kind of allowed those synapses to connect again and brought me back to life. And so I really feel anything that's going to add to this feeling component, add to this feeling aspect, embrace it. Listen to it, sing it, dance. It could be dance for you. Put on music and dance it out. You know, anything that's going to embrace this divine feminine, a feeling of connecting your body, mind, and soul together is going to be beautiful and wonderful. It is. And you may not feel like it. And it may feel foreign and it may feel wrong, or it might feel luxurious, or it might feel inappropriate. I don't know. Fill in the blank of what you might think it feels and looks like or might seem like. But I am all for really connecting with doing heart-centered activities and connecting with whatever it is that makes you feel again, because that feeling center that is going to help that heart-brain connection to reignite again. And yeah. Anyway, that was just another little tidbit of goodness. And yeah, find your artist again and your singer and your internal singing narrative and voice and song, and go for it. Pretend like no one is watching. Truly, go for it. Anyway, that was a very, very short and sharp episode this week. It's nothing that I wanted to really spend so much time on, because I didn't want to get too out of my depth or be too far out of my boundaries. And so it's just simply a suggestion of another tool that may resonate to you and with you. And it's not to be controversial, but it is something that I am mindful that I utilized. It's something that I often draw upon in the moments where I need strength and empowerment. I often use faith as a real beautiful grounding, strengthening tool and resource. And so if that's something that you're resonating with, if it's something that you've practiced in the past, then now's the time that you can actually bring it back to life and re-harness that particular tool. Because when you are in a hard time or there's hardship, now's the time to, I'll say, capitalize on its benefits. But if it is something that you have utilized before, then yeah, absolutely, now would be the time to bring it up and utilize it. It's another tool in your belt. I always say that it's, you know, that's how I liken it to. It's another tool in your belt. It's there. You can use it when you need it. So really the pearl to practice this week is, if you have practiced faith in the past, then I would love to see you do it every day and really reflect after a week's time, after doing it every day of the week, and see how you feel. Do you feel any different than the week before, say, of not doing it? And by doing it consistently on a daily practice, have you noticed a change in how you feel? So it's more a food for thought, something to try, something to practice, and see how you go. But anyhow, thank you so incredibly much for joining me today. And I hope you have an amazing week. And until next time, take care. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you've enjoyed this podcast, it would be so amazing if you could leave a review, subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a thing, share this resource and my Holistic Healing Co. website, where you will find all of the episodes and show notes, as well as share my social media to your friends and to all those who would benefit from its content. I hope you have received a beautiful takeaway to help you thrive, and I look so forward to joining you again next week.